Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The Silver Fire, burning southeast of Palm Springs, has turned into a monster blaze. At last count, it destroyed 26 homes and scorched 14,000 acres. 1,400 firefighters are doing what they can, but containment is at 20% 2 days after this fire started, and evacuation orders remain in place for about 1,800 people. Winds are expected to shift tomorrow, and firefighters are bracing for fear the fire will shift west, threatening more population centers than it would if it marches east. For the first time in about a decade, standardized test scores in English and math slipped in California. This year, only half of the 4.7 million children tested performed at grade level in those subjects. Education officials were quick to frame the results as impressive given the budget cuts K through 12 has suffered in recent years. But this is the last year we'll be using STARS tests. They're being retired. And as KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez reports, many teachers are saying goodbye and good riddance.
Many teachers, including Fresno area high school English teacher Oscar Hernandez, loathed the STAR test.
What was different about this is that they started to invade our pedagogy, in other words, how we teach, the approach. So everything became very scripted.
Starting in 1999, students from 2nd through 11th grade took the multiple choice STAR tests in math, English, and other subjects. They'll be shelved as California adopts new learning standards known as the Common Core. USC education researcher Morgan Polakoff says the STAR wasn't all bad.
The last 10 years, I think, have not gone as everyone envisioned as far as testing and accountability. On the other hand, we know a lot more about performance than we did before. We have a lot more data and are able to diagnose problems in much more sophisticated ways than we could before.
Teachers say they're hopeful because the new tests will measure critical thinking skills and writing through essay writing and math word problems. The new tests will be phased in gradually, with a portion of California schools administering them this spring. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.
A federal judge in Los Angeles has issued a major ruling for immigration detainees in Southern California, finding they're entitled to a bond hearing after being in custody for more than 6 months, automatically, not just upon request. The decision applies to more than 2,000 detainees with criminal records fighting deportation. No comment yet from the Justice Department, but government attorneys have argued the hearings strain resources and that detention should be mandatory for criminal detainees. The state Supreme Court has issued a ruling affecting California immigrants, those who've had minor brushes with the law. The California Report's Scott Schaefer has the details.
Rodrigo Martinez came to California illegally from Mexico. And in 1992, at the age of 18, he was arrested for selling $8 worth of marijuana. Martinez pleaded guilty, avoided jail time, and has been out of trouble ever since. But the court in Santa Clara County never advised him that his guilty plea could eventually prevent him from ever becoming a citizen or even lead to deportation. And that's nearly what happened. But in a unanimous ruling Thursday, the high court said Martinez had a right to know the possible immigration implications, even if it wouldn't have changed his decision about the plea deal. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says it's not uncommon to find immigrants in this position.
So it's an important decision by the Supreme Court because it sends a message. You have to give complete, full, accurate information to people before they make one of the most important decisions of their life.
Martinez is now married to a U.S. citizen. They have 4 children, and he's the sole breadwinner. His case only came to the attention of federal immigration officials when he applied to become a permanent resident 5 years ago. Sarah Coppin argued his case before the court.
He was ineligible for a green card because of this conviction. There's nothing barring him any longer from applying for that status and obtaining it.
Immigrants with minor convictions and otherwise clean records are the only ones likely to benefit from Thursday's decision, says immigration rights attorney Michael Mayer.
I don't think this will lead to the vacation of convictions in rape cases, murder cases, other serious and violent felonies.
The ruling also brings California law into line with an earlier decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Roughly 350 state prison inmates are still in a hunger strike, protesting conditions inside the system's security housing units. 200 inmates have been refusing meals since July 8th. And as Michael Montgomery reports, there's growing concern about their health.
Since the beginning of the strike, 31 inmates have lost more than 10% of their body weight, and five have dropped more than 15%. Joyce Hayhoe, a spokeswoman for the federal receiver in charge of prison medical care, says that while only a few inmates have been hospitalized so far, a growing number are facing serious health risks.
One of the biggest concerns that we have when you talk about someone who has gone without food for this long is their risk for an immediate cardiac arrest.
Top corrections officials have refused to negotiate with leaders of the protest, saying they're dangerous prison gang members. And corrections spokesperson Terry Thornton says the department has already eased restrictions in the security units since a hunger strike in 2011.
So CDCR feels it has addressed all of the issues raised by the inmates 2 years ago.
But with protests in support of the strike continuing around the state, there is no indication the inmates are ready to back down on their demands, which include a cap on the amount of time prisoners can be held in isolation and more contact with family.
The men are very determined.
Attorney Carol Travis met this week with inmates at Pelican Bay Prison who were involved in a class action lawsuit and are helping organize the hunger strike.
I think living in windowless concrete boxes for decades has driven them to this dangerous for them but peaceful way of calling attention to the horrors of their existence.
Corrections officials say they are deploying more medical personnel to monitor inmates who continue to refuse meals. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
And finally, 50 students will don white coats tonight at UC Riverside to celebrate the grand opening of a new medical school, the state's first in 40 years. It's a big deal for the Inland Empire, which doesn't have near enough doctors to serve the region's burgeoning population. Dean Dr. G. Richard Old says the school will emphasize disease prevention.
Wouldn't it be better if we prevented more disease, if we managed chronic diseases better in the outpatient setting so that they never had to be hospitalized?
UC Riverside hopes to launch a residency program in 2 years' time. And that's the California Report for Friday, August 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. The directors are Paul Lancour and Vinnie Tong. Our interns are Carly Naren and Rachel Marcus. The editing staff includes Victoria Malione, Pauly Stryker, Julia McAvoy, and Dan Brecky. Our producers are Susie Racho and Nina Thorson. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children, and URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com.